Good afternoon, dear brothers and sisters.
Shalom.
It's a joy to be with you on this glorious sunny day. And I also would like to extend Happy Mother's Day greetings to all of the mothers who are here present. So those who may be watching or listening online. I want to thank you for your prayers for our ministry. Since I've been with you last, I was in Colombia. And in fact, I'll be leaving a week from tomorrow for Asia. And would appreciate your prayers for a long trip, a time of ministry in Malaysia. And then in Thailand. And then from there on to Vietnam. Today we're going to continue our series on the Gospel of Mark. A series which I've entitled How God Became King. And in our last message, we looked at the presentation of Jesus as Messiah. And his presentation, therefore, as King. We look specifically at Jesus' identity, his authority, and his sympathy. And we were invited to respond to Jesus. And at the end of Mark chapter 1 and verse 45, we see that the people were indeed responding. We read the people were coming to him from every quarter. And brothers and sisters, this is where discipleship begins. By coming to the person of Jesus Christ. Now here in chapter 2, Jesus has three confrontations with the Jewish religious leaders. And these confrontations show the difference between their religiosity and the relationship that Jesus offers. Today we'll consider the first of these confrontations and the hardest thing Jesus ever said. Let's pause and have a word of prayer and invite the Lord to speak to us now through his word. Father, we thank you for this opportunity to gather together to worship you. Lord, we invite you now to simply speak to us through the preaching of your word. Lord, we ask that you would open our ears to hear
you.
That our minds and our hearts would be receptive. And Lord, that you would simply work in and through us for your according to your will and purpose. We pray this now in Jesus' name. Amen. When I was just a boy, I had a friend in the neighborhood. His name was Tommy Shriver.
我在小的时候有一个朋友，他的名字是叫Tom Schreiber。
And Tommy had an older brother who we all thought was really cool.
Tommy 有一个大哥，我们都觉得他很有趣。
This guy had like a black leather jacket.
他穿的黑色皮夹克。
He rode a motorcycle.
他骑着个 motorcycle。
He was a gifted athlete.
他是非常有天赋一个运动员。
All the girls liked him.
那些女孩子都很喜欢他。
And we all wanted to be Tommy Schreiber's older brother.
我们都要像他们的那个姑娘一样。
It kind of reminded me of that 1950s film star. You see the picture of James Dean.
50年代的这个新。
But then one day, Tommy told me that his brother had an accident on his motorcycle.
但是有一天汤姆告诉我，他的大哥有一次事故。
And the last time I saw his brother, this young man that I so admire,
上一次我还看到这个年轻人是那样羡慕的。
he was laying in a hospital bed in their living room, paralyzed from the neck down.
但是现在他在他的自己的家里面，就在躺在一个医院的床上面，从脖子以下全然瘫痪。
He couldn't do a thing for himself.
他为自己不能做任何事情。
And the family had to do everything for him.
那个家里面的成员来帮助他。
Brothers and sisters, in our passage today here in Mark chapter 2, verses 1 to 12,
弟兄姐妹，在今天的经文里面。
we meet a lame man, a paralytic.
我们也遇到了一个瘫痪的人。
Now, we don't know if he was lame from birth or if this was due to an accident.
我们不知道他是生下来瘫痪的，还是因为是死。
But the result is the same, complete dependence on
但
others.
是结果是一样的，不，他们必须完全的依赖别人的帮助。
Other people had to care for his every need.
别人。不需要来关心他的每一件需要。
And I wonder today if you recognize that this is our condition spiritually, apart from Jesus Christ.
我在想，不知道弟兄姊妹有没有意识到，我真正的光景，正是我们在神面前，在耶稣基督面前使命的光景。
We are spiritual paralytics,
手柄上来讲，我们是前人，他们
completely unable to do anything for ourselves.
完全没有能力为我们自己做任何事情。
Fortunately, the man in our story had friends who cared for him.
但是幸运的是，这个他们的人他有朋友。
And they did the very best thing they could have possibly done for him. They brought him to Jesus.
他们所能做的事是最好的事情，就是把他摆到耶稣面前。
And so, brothers and sisters, we want to consider this story through the eyes of Jesus Christ.
弟兄姐妹，我们想要从耶稣基督的眼光来看这个故事。
His eyes of love and compassion.
他的恩慈的心，
His eyes of penetrating insight and knowledge.
他的这个洞察人心的能力。
Eyes that see beyond the superficial needs we have in our lives.
他能够看透我们在生命中的表象。
And penetrate to our deepest needs and longings.
能够看透我们生命中随时可需要。
Now, what does Jesus see, first of all, as he looks up?
当主耶稣往上看的时候，他看到什么？
Jesus is preaching, a crowd had gathered.
主耶稣在讲话，有很多人聚集在周围。
And these men who wanted to bring their friend to Jesus couldn't get through the crowd.
我没有那个他们，没有希望，最后就抬头主耶稣面前，但是不能。
So they climb up onto the roof of the home and they begin to dig a hole in the ceiling to lower this man down into the midst of Jesus.
所以他们到主上，把天父把这个扯开，然后把主耶稣放在他们人到主耶稣面前。
You can imagine how disturbing that must have been in the middle of the message.
你可以想象，这是好多人那个场面。
Something similar happened to me years and years ago.
几年以前，也有同样的类似的事情发生在我身上。
I was in the former East Germany,
但是在东德。
and I was in this old Lutheran church on top of a hill in a place called Grünbach.
在东边的一个松朽的一个老的路德会教会，
And under communism, they were really able to take care of the churches, so this church needed a lot of renovation.
因为是在共产主义的统治之下，所以这个教会没有很好的保养。
And as it is in Europe, I'm up, the pulpit is always kind of up. You have to climb these little stairs. And so I'm way up in the top and I'm preaching away.
在欧洲的教堂里面，讲台都没有一个很高的梯子上去。
I had a team of Bible school students with me. They were sitting right down here.
在我右手边有个神经学校的学生坐着。
And all of a sudden, this huge gust of wind came and hit the church.
突然之间有大风吹向了教堂。
And part of the wall just like fell in the plaster. And it fell right on top of the students, and they had white, plaster dust in their hair.
突然之间，这个大风把墙吹倒了，所以这些灰尘把它落到学生的头上。
And I'm preaching, and I don't know, should I stop? Is that it? Is there going to be more? Is the whole building?
我看着人讲，都是我不清楚，我是一个听众，就讲，因为我想的是整个教堂被塌。
No one should be that concerned, so I just kept on preaching.
当我看见这是不是没有人关心这件事情，所以我就继续讲道。
But it was huge disturbance. I completely lost my, my track of mind.
但是那是那么吃，但是是吧？
And it was just causing a lot of commotion.
就是一个很难的场面。
What's Jesus see?
主耶稣看见什么了？我在。对呀，当那件事情发生的时候，
When he looked up,
当耶稣向他看的时候，
did he see a disturbance?
他是看见了那吗？
Did he see a damaged roof?
他是看见了损坏的天花板吗？
What does it say that Jesus saw in verse 5?
主耶稣在第五节看见了什么？
It says when Jesus saw their faith.
应该说，主耶稣看见他们的信心。
You see, brothers and sisters, this is what faith does.
弟兄姐妹，别就是情绪的功效。
It takes action.
它是要有行动的。
It takes risks.
它是要有冒风险的。
And it always gets God's attention.
它总是能引起神的注意。
This is what real faith looks like.
这就是真实的行信的样子。
Faith takes Jesus and His word.
行信是。当主耶稣的话跟字面的意思就是
，The faith gives Jesus the opportunity to be who He is and to do what He promised He would do.
信心给主耶稣一个机会，能够按照他的意思来做他要做的事情。
And now Jesus can act.
现在主耶稣会采取行动的。
Secondly,
第二
，What does Jesus say next when He Now looks down at the paralytic lying on his mat.
那当主耶稣看见这个在他面前的瘫痪的人时，他看见了什么？
What's he a paralytic?
我们就看见一个瘫痪的人
body that needs healing.
他的身体需要医治。
But brothers and sisters, that's not what Jesus saw.
但是弟兄姐妹，那也不是耶稣所看到。
That's what the crowds.
那就是周围的人群所看到的。
That's certainly what his friends saw.
那是他的朋友看到的。
He needs to be healed.
他需要医治。
He needs a new body.
他需要一个新的身体。
Step move.
他的手背会动。
Hands that can grasp.
手会抓。
Feet that can dance.
他的腿会跳舞。
But when Jesus looked down,
但是当主耶稣往下看的时候。
He saw the man's real need.
他看见这个人真实的需要。
not a new body，
不是一个新的身体。
but a new heart。
但是一个新心。
And so we read this in verse 9. I'm sorry, verse 5.
所以我在第五节等到。
And when Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, Son, your sins are forgiven.
第五节，耶稣见他们的信心，就对瘫子说：“小子，你的罪死了。”
Brothers and sisters, often we get so fixed on the superficial.
弟兄姐妹，我常常被表象的东西啊，那样的所吸引。
But Jesus speaks here to the real need of every human being.
但是主耶稣是看到了每一个人的真正的需要。
You see, the main problem in our lives is never our suffering.
弟兄姐妹，我们真正的需要，我们真正的问题不是不是痛。
The main problem in our lives is our sin.
我们真正的问题是我们的罪。
And so instead of the words we expect, I heal you,
不是我们这一次不是说我来医治你。
Jesus says to the lame man, Son, your sins are forgiven.
但是主耶稣对这个瘫子说的是：“你的罪被赦了。
This is interesting, isn't it?
这是很有意思。
Sometimes the Lord is so moved by what he sees that he gives us what we need rather than what we ask for.
我们主耶稣是那样的恩慈，他看到我们，当他帮助我们的时候，他常常是按照我们真正的需要来做的。
Brothers and sisters, your salvation, the forgiveness of your sins, is the greatest miracle Jesus ever performs.
弟兄姐妹，我们的赦免，我们的罪的赦免，是主耶稣在我们生命中所做的最起的工作。
As Jesus looks up, he sees the faith of these men.
当主耶稣抬头看的时候，他看到了这些人的事情。
As he looks down, he sees the real need, forgiveness of the man on the mat.
当他往下看的时候，他看到了这个摊子的真正的需要，就是罪的赦免。
But finally, what does Jesus see as he looks around at the crowd?
最后，我们来看，当主耶稣环顾四周的时候，他看到了什么？
Well, in verses 6 to 12, we have the first confrontation of Jesus with the Jewish religious leaders that we find here in chapter 2.
在第六节到第十二节里面，我们看到主耶稣犹太宗教领袖的第一次冲突。
So Jesus next looks around at the scribes.
主耶稣看到四位看的时候，他看到是那些文士。
Now, who are the scribes?
这些人是什么人？
Well, these are the Jewish religious teachers of the day.
这些人就是当时的犹太教的宗教的教师。
These are the Jewish scholars, those who knew the Torah, the Old Testament law.
这些人就是对旧约非常熟悉的这个教授。
And they would also add to those laws their own traditions and ways of interpreting and defining the law so that people could keep it.
他们在圣经的这个摩西五经的笔画上，又加上了很多他们自己的解释。
These were the seminary professors of the day.
这就是学院的教授，今天的学院的教授的样子。
Oh my gosh, I remember the first time I preached, and there were some seminary professors there in the congregation.
我还记得一次在讲道的时候，底下坐了一些学院的教授。
I'm shaking in my boots.
这非常沮丧。
So here are these Jewish religious leaders, and they gather to listen to Jesus.
那你看那个地方，那些犹太人的宗教教士们在那做这个听主耶稣的讲道，
But they come to learn.
但是他们的这个是来学习的，
Came to judge.
他们在那边是来批判的。
They didn't come with open minds seeking the truth.
他们并不是开放的态度来寻求真理。
They came with critical hearts. Looking to condemn Jesus.
他们是有一种这种批判的理来寻找机会来批评主耶稣。
But as Jesus looks at them,
但是当主耶稣看着他们的时候，
He also sees their need.
他也看到他们的需要。
And he sees their hearts and the reasoning of their minds.
他看到他们的需要。
And so he gives them something to reason about.
这代表他给了他一些东西，让他们会思想。
He says, verse 9, which is easier to say to the paralytic.
所以第九节他就说，哪样比较容易？
Your sins are forgiven, or to say, rise, pick up your bed and walk.
要是你的罪赦免了，有一些还是起来，哪个是走，哪个是走呢？
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们,
you answer the question.
你来答应。
What do you think?
你觉得呢？
What was easier for Jesus?
哪一个对主耶稣来说容易一些？
To say your sins are forgiven?
说你的罪赦免了。
Or to say, rise, take up your bed, and walk.
或者说起来，拿着你的椅子走。
Was it easier for Jesus to heal a body or forgive a soul?
或者说对于主耶稣来说，是医治身体容易，还是使人罪容易？
Which would cause Jesus less suffering?
哪一个对主耶稣来说付出的代价少一些？
Giving the man a new body or giving him a new heart?
给这个人一个新的身体，还是给这个人一个新的心？
To heal the man's body took a command.
要医治一个人，需要一个命令。
To forgive the man would require Jesus' blood.
但是要是同样一个人，他需要耶稣去。
One took only a word.
其中一个就只是一句话。
The other would cost Jesus his life.
但是另外一个被主耶稣基督的生命。
So which was easy?
哪一个容易些？
Jesus, fully aware of the cost of forgiveness, offers it anyway.
主耶稣是深知要舍那一个人，他需要付出代价。
Brothers and sisters, this was the hardest thing Jesus ever said.
弟兄姐妹，这是主耶稣所说的最难的事情。
He knew that to become our Savior, to forgive us our sins, he would have to die.
他知道要作为我们的主，舍掉我们的罪，他自己需要面临死亡。
Forgiveness is the greatest blessing that Jesus provides.
赦罪是主耶稣所提供的最大恩典。
It meets our deepest needs. It costs the greatest price. But it also brings eternal life. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So let me ask this afternoon, how will you respond?
现在弟兄姐妹，我问你，你怎么回应呢？
Jesus provides forgiveness to those who trust in him as their Lord and Savior. Brothers and sisters, Jesus sees your faith.
弟兄姐妹,
it always gets his attention. When you take him at his word, and trust in him. Jesus sees, brothers and sisters, your deepest needs.
主耶稣看见弟兄姐妹,
he knows your suffering.
他知道,
but more than that,
但是比恐怖更深的是,
he knows, he sees your need for a Savior.
他看到你需要的主这个需要,
and a relationship with the living God.
一个与真实的关系。
And finally, Jesus sees your heart.
最后主耶稣看到了你的心。
And he willing pay the price of forgiveness.
他心甘情愿的为你的赦免付出了生命的代价。
The hardest thing Jesus ever said became the greatest thing Jesus ever did.
主耶稣所说过的这一番难话。 变成了他所做的最伟大事。
Amen.
Amen.